All right, so we're going to talk about persistence here for a little bit. And we're going to persist in persistence, okay? What does persistence mean? Well, persistence mean, it could be making a pain out of yourself because you just keep on hitting on the same thing. We don't want to do that. There's a fine line between being persistent and being annoying, okay? There's a saying that they say, if a man, you know, we're talking about nagging and wives nag and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, the saying goes, if a man tells you he's going to do something, he will. You don't have to remind him every 6 months. But that, I'm not talking about that kind of persistence. I'm talking about the kind of persistence that you're going to have if you go up to somebody and you say, you know, but could you mentor me? And I once was at a used car dealership one place, and they had this placard over top of the salesman's desk that said, persistence overcomes resistance. Well, it does, but again, you have to be careful. We're not talking about wanting to nag somebody into doing something that they don't want to do. That would be manipulation, and you know, nothing good is going to come out of that. But neither should you give up right away. Just because somebody says no to something doesn't mean you give up. When Thomas Edison was inventing the light bulb, he tried 1,000 different things, and he said, now I know that these 1,000 things don't work. So that's talk about some extreme persistence there, but he wasn't going to give up. He was going to keep on hitting it, keep on hitting it. You remember Winston Churchill, when he gave the commencement speech, he said, never give up, never give up, never give up, never give up, and he sat down. And that, but when you think about World War II and everything that happened in World War II, you can see where that persistence was just tremendous in what he did in trying to do that. So how are you going to be persistent towards getting this mentor and figuring out? Well, one of the things that I like to do when I'm trying to be persistent on something, it's sort of like you hit up against a problem. You're trying to do this and the person is answering you no. Get out a piece of paper. It's amazing what paper and pen does. But you get out a piece of paper and you say, what are all the reasons why you wouldn't want to do this with me? And be humble about it and accept it. Remember, we talked about accepting criticism. Be humble and accept it. Well, it's because I'm not ready at this point. Okay, that's fine. So what point do you think you will be ready? You see, you're just not stopping right there because he says you're not ready at this point. And you write it down. You say, oh, okay, in 2 months, I have to come back to this person. I have to talk. Would it be okay if I talk to you in 2 months? I was talking to somebody just a couple days ago. We were talking about the different ways of approaching something like this and trying to sell. They were asking me, they're starting an IT company and they're saying, I can't get any customers. I don't know where I'm getting my customers. They say they put out a lot of flyers. They put the flyers out there to try to get IT customers. This is a young guy. Try to get IT customers. And he says, well, maybe the flyers aren't doing their job. Maybe the flyers need to be redesigned. I said, no, you got this wrong. What you have to do is you have to go down to somebody's place of business, some small business. I said, who's your target? He explained it, a small business that needs networking or needs some kind of IT work. I said, you need to go into somebody's business and, or better yet, talk to businessmen in your church. We're back to networking. Talk to businessmen in your church and say, who do you think would need my services? I'm willing to go in there for free and I'll scan their computers for viruses and I'll do a couple of things which is of value to them. It's not going to take you very long. It's not going to take you very much. But, you know, you're at the point of having to prove yourself. So you do that persistence and you go in there and you try to, and you run something. In his case, he would run that. I said, but you talk to the person and you say, okay, who else, when you get that first job, then you say, who else would you recommend me to? And they say, well, Mr. Smith down there that owns the dry cleaning shop. So then you call Mr. Smith and you say, Mr. Smith, could I come by tomorrow at 11 a.m. to try to show you what I have, my portfolio? And see, what you did right there is you made it up to Mr. Smith to actually say no. There's a fine line here on how you're doing it. But you're acting, you're saying, I want to come by at 11. You're setting a time, so it's not someday, it's not sometime, it's actually a specific time, and I want to drop something off. You're telling him exactly how long you're going to be there and what you're going to do. It's the same thing with getting a mentorship or getting anything. So you have to be a little bit persistent about that. You're not being annoying, but you're being persistent. Now you drop by at 11 o'clock and you hand him the portfolio and you say, here it is. Here's my work. Can I call you about this tomorrow? He's like, okay, I guess. You can call me tomorrow. Would 10:30 be okay? You see, again, you're setting this up and you're saying, you're setting it there. And I'll tell you what, businessmen appreciate that. They know how to say no. They wouldn't be in business if they didn't know how to say no. So they can tell you at any point, and they can say, no, no, I'm going to be too busy. I can't do this right now. Well, that's fine. Then you say, well, when can we do this? You see, you follow this persistence. There's so many, especially when you're young, you have the tendency of just saying, can I come by at 11 and do this? And they say, no, I'm busy. And you say, okay, and you just turn around and walk away. Like, we don't want you to do that. We figure, well, if you really want it, you're going to push it a little bit harder. You're going to get us a little bit farther into that. And so you ask, can I come by at 10:30 and review this for you? See, you've set a deadline for him, and he can say no. He can always say no, but you're being persistent. You're being a little bit out there, and you're saying, I want to do this. And by doing that, you're showing him that you're serious about this and that you really want this. In this case of this guy that I was trying to help market his company, he would have to do this over and over again from one person to the next until he had a portfolio of clients where he was doing it. But notice that he's offering them something. In your case, if you're trying to be persistent with a particular mentor, you picked him out, you know who you want to be, and they're not responding very well to you, what can you offer them? What can you do for them? I mentioned before about doing the cheese or something like that. Well, what can you offer them? What can you say? Can I go there and just do something? I had an employee one time where we had an opening and we had put an ad out. And I had this one guy come in, and it was a salesman for our software. And he came in and he interviewed with us, and he said, I really want to do it. But he didn't know anything about computers. How are you going to sell software if you don't know anything about computers? This was a number of years ago. Now everybody knows about computers, but he didn't. And he said, well, I don't have a computer at home, so I don't know how I'm going to learn. We hired the other person that came in that did have knowledge of computers. But this guy, his name was Alan. This guy, Alan, he came to us and he said, I don't have a computer at home. Is it okay if I come to your office after I get off my other job and I just spend time learning about computers? What do you think? He was persistent. Well, I'm looking for persistence. I'm looking for a salesman. I want somebody to be persistent. He was also willing to come at his own expense, at his own time, and come into my office and learn about something. Well, he came in day after day. In the meantime, this other salesman's not really working out. So after 3 or 4 weeks, we decided to part company. Who do you think got the job next? The guy who was persistent, because he was there every day. He was working on the computer. He was teaching himself. I said, this guy has some self-motivation. He's got something going for him. And he was with my company for, I think it was 15 years. He was with my company. So he loved his job. It wasn't until he moved away that he ended up changing jobs. But see, that's what got him there, was being persistent and just planting himself on that doorstep and saying, I'm going to be here. And you do the same thing. If you find that mentor that you really want, you plant yourself and you figure out what you can do for them, how you can help them, how you can do something good for them, and figure it out, write it on a piece of paper when you ask them, why can't we do this? And then work out an answer to each one of the objections until you actually get that. Now, it could be, watch out, because remember, Balaam in the Bible was persistent. He really wanted to go with Balak, and he really wanted to get that money from Balak. And he was so persistent that God sent down an angel and actually ended up opening the donkey's mouth. And you think one of the funniest verses in the Bible is right after the donkey talks to Balaam and says, why did you hit me? It says, and Balaam answered the donkey and said, you just think about that. Would you answer a donkey that started talking to you? I don't think so, unless you were in such a fit of rage that you didn't realize what you were doing. So in some ways, it might be God's will for you to move on to somebody else. God always has your perfect good in his mind. But be persistent up to a point. Don't take it farther into nagging, but be persistent. Don't give up on the first try. Go, go, go until you get that perfect will that God has for you, because he really wants to teach you something. Let's see what it is.